from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Dan Zangrilli joining us right now on the Fan Hotline. Dan is brought to us by the injury lawyers of LGKG, LGKG Western PA Injury Lawyers, for over 90 years, LGKG.com. Dan, good morning. It is finally here. It's trade deadline day. What up?
What's up? How we doing?
Well, that depends. What are the Bucks going to do? And if Yandy Diaz, who's reported to be a guy they're interested in, would be coming back in a deal, would that titillate you at all, Dan?
Yeah, he's a professional hitter, lengthens the lineup. Very, very good bat. I'm good with that. I think that would be as good as any hitter that they otherwise could have acquired, maybe outside of a Rooker, which, right, he's not available. So I would be very cool with the Diaz.
Well, Dan, how would that go if they were to acquire him? Like, would he platoon first base? Would he platoon third base? Would Cabrian Hayes be moved somewhere else and him play third base? Would he be the all-time first base? Like, how would they use him? Would it be DH? Like, I mean, there's multiple ways that they could use him if they do acquire him.
Yeah, what was the word that Crowley used just a moment ago?
It's hard to remember, Dan.
Yeah, titillating?
Titillating.
It would be that. I don't know. Would it require Andrew McCutchen potentially to put on a glove and go to right field here and there to open up the DH spot? Maybe, though I'm not sure that's in the cards. But
is that not in the cards because he doesn't want it to be in the cards, or because they don't want that to be the case?
I think it's probably an ability issue. He is very much 37 years old physically, and I think the medicals show that. I think there's a bad elbow, there's a bad knee there. So as much as they would want him to do that, as much as he may want to do that, I think there's the brutal reality of what both he and the medicals would show you, like, if he would go out there. But that's not to say that they can't or shouldn't try it judiciously to advance this thing forward. But yeah, that would be a really tough conversation to have, and I think even tougher to play out in reality.
There are a couple of reported names in a potential Yandy Diaz trade: Braxton Ashcraft, Jack Brannigan, the ninth-rated prospect in the Pirates' farm, and then Greensboro starting pitcher Patrick Riley. I feel like all three is a little rich. What do you think?
Yeah, the first two especially. I don't know enough about the third, so I think I'd be more inclined to go about maybe going with option C, not because I just don't know a lot about it, but we probably don't know a lot about it is because, you know, the other two guys you hear quite a bit about because they're really special players, and not to say that Riley isn't, but you still have to give up something at some point, and that would be probably most comfortable for me to go that route.
With the injuries to Josh Palacios and G1 Bay last night, Dan, do you think that we'll see Jack Suwinski back up on the roster?
No, because of what we heard from Derek Shelton pregame. It sounded like a man really convicted to give Sawinski some time at AAA, and he, I think, in so many uncertain words, said that this guy is burned out, maybe even has some, I don't know if it's anxiety issues, but the grind that this year has been on Jack has been very real, and they want to unplug him, get him away from the big leagues. So if they had to dip down to AAA, I would say you're more inclined to see an Edward Olivares or somebody else, though.
Oh, I forgot they were hiding his ass down there.
Yeah, there he is. Yep. Oh, yep. Peeks out of the bushes, gives you the elbow, elbow, wrist, wrist. Here I am.
Dan,
miss me yet?
Dan, how about the Jalen Beeks acquisition and what they gave up, and then your thoughts on the Nick York, Quinn Priester trade?
So I liked Beeks, and I think I mentioned him to you guys maybe a month ago when we were talking about how Colorado would be an ideal trade candidate, because the Pirates, I felt right back in the day when we first started talking about this, they needed what? They needed a couple of bats. They needed a reliever, and Beeks was my reliever that I kind of identified with the Rockies. So I really like the deal. They didn't give up much there from everything that I can gather. I think it's a funky left-hander with all sorts of deception that is going to strengthen this bullpen. Unfortunately, what does that mean for Ryan Borucki? It seems like this nerve issue is just not going away, and it's concerning. I was talking to Andrew last night, and he maybe subscribes to the theory, and I'm not sure if you threw this out there, Adam, on Twitter, that maybe the acquisition of Beeks means another shoe is going to drop, like a Chapman. I don't know that that would be the case, but that's an interesting question, and I think it could be a sound theory that, you know, you bring in the left-hander Beeks only to move another left-hander away that does have a big number on his head. I'm not necessarily sold on that, but I can't completely dismiss it either. But all in all, I think it was a good acquisition, relatively low cost, and Beeks is a good veteran that can mix it and match it and really strengthen that bullpen. Gives Derek Shelton a much better second left-handed option than, say, Josh Fleming.
And what about the Nick York trade?
Okay, yeah, that's an interesting hit tool. I think he's going to be up here at some point this year. For whatever reason, the Quinn Priester thing, they just weren't making headway on that. So sometimes change of scenery is best. I do like the York hit tool, especially after talking to the AAA broadcaster for the Woo Sox, Tyler Murray. He really likes York and says that this is it's a good hit tool. Defensively, there's that versatility. He thinks that he's going to be able to realize his potential and live up to some of that first-round talent. Not necessarily a 30-home-run guy, more so gap-to-gap line drives, which it sounds like they replaced Nick Gonzalez with maybe a Nick Gonzalez. If he turns out to be that, I would be happy.
Dan, I know before you had been anti-rental, but if it's a guy like Kevin Pillar and you give up your 35th ranked prospect, is that something you'd take a flyer on?
I would, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, and when I would say I'm anti-rental, I'm not here to use prospect capital in a very much flip of the coin year, which I think at best that's what we would call 2024. So that's what I meant about, you know, when you go out and acquire a rental, I'm not gonna throw anything meaningful at a rental this year, but if it is essentially for the better part of giving up nothing, yeah, that's absolutely fine. That is very much a low risk, higher reward type of deal that the Pirates would have to be inclined to make.
Dan, appreciate your trade deadline analysis as always. Thank you for coming on, and hopefully next time we talk, the Pirates will be a better baseball team.
Well. Yes, and they will. I think they're going to do some things, and I don't know. If this is all they do, I don't go as far as saying that I'm thrilled or pleased, but they did do a little bit, and they did get slightly better. So we'll talk to you next time. Next time.
Oh, man, we've been watching a lot of gymnastics. That was not your better dismount there,
my
friend.
No, it was not.
You want to take another stab at it? See you later, big guy.
All the best.
See you, Dan. Dan Zangrilli. He'll have your pregame coverage tonight before the Pirates take on the Astros in Game 2. Bailey Falter on the bump for the Buccos. I want to get this out of the way now in case there is a Pirates trade, and there's a lot still left on the bone to talk about with Steelers training camp, day one of pads today. So social media's biggest loser brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. I got a huge kick out of this. Jose Canseco tweeted out, "There are at least five players in the Hall of Fame that have taken steroids. I won't name you, but you know who you are." Oh, really, Jose?
Right.
You want to keep a cap on this thing right now?
I was thinking the same thing when I saw the tweet.
Right?
Like, just say it then. Like, why are you tweeting about it just randomly?
Like, what the hell are you doing?
Oh, my gosh. He's a loose cannon.
Oh, that guy's a nut job.
Crazy.
He blew the whistle on everybody before, but now it's like, well, I know there are five guys in the Hall of Fame. I'm not going to name them. Don't tweet.
Right.
Don't tweet. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection. First day in pads for the Steelers. We'll keep getting to that. If the Pirates make a trade, then we will obviously tell you about that. If anything else moves or shakes around Major League Baseball's trading deadline, we will bring you up to speed on all of that. We'll react to some of what Dan had to say when we come back. And we want you back after the break. Heart disease kills one person every 33 seconds. That's a lot. Schedule your heart screening at UPM.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
See, today, are you okay?
Yeah.
You're having a morning. And then Austin Bechtold traipses on in here, and I just don't think you had any time for him.
I didn't say one word. I just said, oh, God. And then
you weren't being mean. You were just being, you're kind of giving him the cold shoulder a little bit.
I was reading something and I started getting frustrated.
What were you reading?
You don't want to know.
Oh, geez.
Sometimes I get down these rabbit holes and I start reading like old forums from back in 2010 of like what my draft grade was and what people were saying. And I was on a 49ers forum and they were just saying all kinds of bad things and I got upset. What? Sorry. It was a break. Like, it wasn't like I was doing during the show. I don't know how I even got down the rabbit hole, but I was like, clicked on it and I was like, oh my God. And then everybody was just trashing me and I just got upset. I'm sorry. So I didn't have time for Austin Bechtold right now. I was in my feelings.
Is this because we had a text after we were talking about Cole Kmet and I said it might be the greatest tight end name of all time, and then
yes,
someone texted in and said it was Algie Crumpler, actually, and we both agreed on that? Is that what happened?
Yeah, something like that.
So you go down a rabbit hole and you start reading pre-draft evaluations of yourself.
Yes.
And it made you mad.
Yes.
I love that. That's
49ers.
Such a human moment.
And the Packers. They had trashed me, too.
The 49ers, what, team like, blog or
yes,
something?
Yes.
Uh-huh. We don't need that Dickerson. Yeah,
he's thin. That's what they kept saying. He's too thin. God. I wonder why I went in the seventh round like an idiot. Makes me upset. All right.
You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We had Dan Zangrilli, baseball expert, in the last segment, and he said that Yandy Diaz is about the best they could do. And so I like that. You don't really know where he's going to fit, but we've kind of, you know, done our own managerial stuff here, and we've said, okay, maybe he platoons with Rowdy Tellez. Tellez crushes righties. Yandy Diaz crushes lefties. And then Key Brian Hayes, he's not so good against righties, so maybe Yandy Diaz could play third base. So that would be a fit. Now, Pony tweeted out that there are reports out there of some of the prospects that the Rays would be interested in. Braxton Ashcraft got a 2.88 ERA in the minors this year. He has been fast-tracking. Bad whistle by me. Greensboro infielder Jack Brannigan, number 9 prospect. He's got 17 bombs this year. Then Greensboro starter Patrick Riley, the 20th ranked prospect. You can have Yandy Diaz for all that, far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
But if you could get away with just Jack Brannigan and Patrick Riley, I think you run that one into the commissioner's office.
No doubt.
Like, with all due respect, maybe Jack Brannigan winds up being a really good player. Hell, if the Rays are interested, he probably will be. If Patrick Riley is a guy they're interested in, he's probably going to be good. The Rays are good at this. But Greensboro, the hell do I care about Greensboro right now? I care about the Pittsburgh damn Pirates.
And those are two positions that you have
mm-hmm.
a lot of depth at.
Yes.
So
what are you going to be in 4 years or 3 years when Jack Brannigan or Patrick Riley are going to be up at positions where you're right, you do have depth? Middle infield seems to be something of a logjam, and starting pitching, my God, is absolutely that. Like, you'd be looking at Patrick Riley maybe as a Paul Skeens replacement down the road.
Mm-hmm.
So forget about it. I would give any number of those three up. I'd give all three of those guys up. I just want Yandy Diaz. Diaz?
Diaz.
Diaz?
Yandy Diaz.
Yandy Diaz to be a Pittsburgh Pirate. He also said he doesn't think Kutch can play the field all that well. And that it's not necessarily a decision that's being made from Kutch. It's that his elbow's messed up, his knee's messed up, and he's 37.
Yeah. And seeing how guys are getting hurt running down first base, I probably don't want him out there.
Oh, that's a great point.
There's young guys, and Nick Gonzalez popped his groin by sprinting. Like, that's not good.
You really couldn't afford to lose Nick Gonzalez, but you really, really can't afford to lose Andrew McCutchen. And if he's running around in the outfield, you do up the risk of potential injury there.
Yep.
To be sure. Now, I'd do it a game or two, like a week,
mm-hmm.
maybe even two's pushing it, but here and there, so that you could be creative to get as many professional bats into the lineup as possible. One thing here on Yandy or Yandy, Diaz or Diaz, he's 8th in Major League Baseball the last 2 years in on-base percentage. So he kind of fits what Andy Haynes likes. Not that that should be the be-all, end-all, but draws walks, gets on base, not a great power hitter, did win the batting title last year in the AL with a .330 on-base percentage. I do want to get more into the Steelers and football coming up at 9:35, but it's Derek Shelton's birthday today, Doran.
Oh, how old is he?
Ah, I should have known that. I'm going to guess 54.
Hmm. I would say 51.
54?
Oh, good job.
That's a stupid thing to know. Wow. And I didn't really know it. I just took a stab. Oh, my God. Derek, get over here. We've got Beardless Shelton from Minnesota. I'm sorry. I don't mean to do this. It's not a great radio bit here. Look at this guy without a beard. He looks like a totally different man.
Wow.
This Derek Shelton. Has he done a good job? 412-928-9370. I'm warming up to him.
Lately?
Yeah.
I mean, definitely lately. I mean, the other night, two nights ago, and then, you know, just like, yeah, in the last couple games, yeah, he definitely has, for what he has to work with.
I agree. When you look at that lineup yesterday, and hey, players got to perform too. Like, Michael A. Taylor wasn't going to be in the game, and then Palacios gets hurt, so he's in the game, and then he winds up being the hero hitting the three-run bomb. You need players to perform. No one thought Yasmani Grandal would break up a perfect game ever, and he taters one deep out of the Houston night. But I thought the managerial decision of the game was walking Yordan Alvarez with the bases loaded.
Yep.
Because I don't think I'm breaking news here. We didn't get A-plus David Bednar last night. And that had, with the energy in that building and how good of a hitter Alvarez is, that had walk-off granny written all over it. And that is a ballsy move, because you are then, after intentionally walking a guy to load the bases, you're one single away then
right.
from that game that being tied.
Yeah, that's a gutsy move.
Gutsy move. And the night before, they salvaged that series, and he did not step in it once. Bednar in the eighth inning, I thought he understood the gravity of the moment, how big that game was, and there was a handful of other managerial decisions he made in that game. So each of the last couple of games, I think you can directly point to Derek Shelton and say, boy, he put a big imprint on those games. And what are they? They're two games over 500. They're two games back. I don't think we can sit here, and I think there have been reasons to criticize him this year, a lot of them, but I don't think we can sit here and lament the state of the roster and say, they need hitting so desperately. Look at this lineup. It's crap halfway through. And not say they're two games over 500 and give the manager some credit for
sure.
That.
We'll give him credit whenever credit is due.
Mm-hmm.
And it's due. 100%.
So happy birthday, Derek Shelton. And you just wonder if Ben Cherington's going to give him a gift. He emoted last night in the dugout. That was really cool to see Derek Shelton get kind of geeked up. And I think everyone was geeked up for the same reason.
Mm-hmm.
Michael A. Taylor got into one.
Right.
I told this earlier. I'm just going to tell one more time. My wife was sleeping on me. And when Michael A. Taylor hit the ball, because he's been so devoid of power this year, it left his bat. And I just went, get in the gap! Get in the gap! And then they cut to the baseball landing somewhere outside of Dallas, Texas. That ball was absolutely crushed.
Smoked.
Smoked. If the Pirates make a trade before the end of the show, we will play this.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey-o!
Hey! They did it.
It's a trade! And we hope to be able to play that. And we will keep you abreast of all things Major League Baseball trade deadline up until 10 o'clock when we hand things over to Joe Starkey, who's making his triumphant return. But coming up next, the other big story today, which kind of got buried by deadline day, is that the Steelers are practicing in pads. We'll get to that. Shoot us a tweet, @_AdamCrowley, @ScoreAndDoran, @Callis_33. It's brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Steelers practicing in pads today. But here's something from John Heyman, as it is Major League Baseball's trade deadline day. Deadline at 6 p.m. this evening, Eastern Standard Time. Marlins continue to listen on Josh Bell, on De La Cruz as well. Brian De La Cruz, who is a guy that I think the Pirates could be interested in. He's a right fielder. He's only got a .289 on base percentage. He's got a 93 OPS plus. That means he's 7% below league average, but he is a living, breathing outfielder.
Mm-hmm.
And thus makes him a fit to be a Pirate. He also has 18 homers on the season, which you don't scoff at. It would be right there among the team's leaders for the Buccos. So there's another name. Kevin Pillar's a name. Yandy Diaz is the sexiest of the guys that the Pirates are interested in. And we will keep you up to date and abreast of all the trade deadline situation stuff right here on 93.7 The Fan. I want to see Russell Wilson today. But if you don't see Russell Wilson today, I think it's just a continuation of not that big of a deal and actually kind of a good thing for these Steelers. Like, if you just get to see a little bit more of Justin Fields, I kind of like that. And I wonder, and this is where you can answer and I can't. I know he's not going to get hit, but with bodies going to be around him, do you think they let him be more of Justin Fields today? Or do you think it's still going to be, if he's the guy, stand in the pocket, pat the football, that kind of thing?
No, you want to see when the live-ish bullets are flying, him stand in the pocket. Like, you still need to answer the questions. So even if he does escape the pocket, like, and if he tucks the ball and runs, I mean, that's just kind of fake. Like, you want to see him extend plays, yeah.
Yeah.
But not like, all right, take off, run, juke, do that. Like, because he's not like
no one's gonna touch him,
right? So you want to see him do what he can do in the pocket. But if the next level to it is extending the plays and what he is decent at, and on the run and finding guys down the field, yeah, you want to see that for sure.
I saw a video of Joe Burrow scrambling and Bengals fans going absolutely nuts. And I guess it's good because he didn't tear his calf like last year. But what are we doing? Like, look at Joe Burrow. Look at how athletic. It was like the Red Sea.
Mm-hmm.
Every single Bengals offensive player and defensive player was like, don't touch his ass.
Mm-hmm. Like, you don't want to see that with Russell Wilson. That's why I think that, like, he'll probably do individual drills at a higher speed, but he probably won't be in, like, the team drills. He'll do 7-on-7 for sure.
Okay, throw the pads on him for 7-on-7.
For 7-on-7, because he's not getting a pass rush. But, like, if he was in the team drills and he had to, like, move out of the way, like, if somebody fell in front of him, he had to, like, move and push off real quick, that's whenever you experience maybe another setback.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's doing movements that he's not, you know, it's like football movements.
Yeah.
It's harder.
I'm okay with them being super careful with him. And if he's not full go today or tomorrow or the next day, but you're slowly building him up, I think that's fine. And then you'll get into a position where you start to think about next Friday and what that might look like. Like, I don't want Russell Wilson, and we talked about this pre-show, I don't want Russell Wilson playing in that game if he's not 100%. And I don't know if practicing him a bunch is going to allow him to get to 100%. And then you're in a game, and it's so tough with a competitor to protect yourself in a game.
Right.
So I'm monitoring that. Like, I don't know that I want to see him play if they can't put a stamp on it. He's 100% by that point.
I'm willing to bet right now that we don't see him next Friday. And the first time we see him is in the second preseason game for maybe like a quarter.
And that's when they do their dress rehearsal now. It used to be game three. We saw last year that was the magnificent Buffalo game that had me buying Super Bowl tickets.
Yeah.
Where I think Jalen Warren went 70-some-odd yards for a touchdown, and Kenny, of course, didn't throw an incompletion. So that'll be the dress rehearsal, and you want him to be back for that.
Yeah.
But if it winds up being Justin Fields,
that's great. It's a good thing.
I don't like to hear, and it's so early, so I don't want to make a mountain out of a molehill, but Jeff said it, Caboli's written it, Caboli talked about it with Jeff this weekend, that Kyle Allen has been more impressive than Justin Fields in camp. I don't want to make too big of a deal, and maybe that just means Kyle Allen is a good third-string quarterback, but it doesn't exactly make me skip around for joy thinking about Justin Fields.
Well, you have to remember this, too. And let me see. Kyle Allen, 2018, he's been in the league for, you know, 7 years. He's been around. If he's, you know, he's played a lot of football, he's going against twos and threes. You know, it's going to look better.
That's true.
Like, he knows where to put the ball.
Mm-hmm.
He knows, like, in the game, the practice is slower with twos and threes. So I wouldn't put too much stock into Kyle Allen having a better camp right now than Justin Fields.
I remember when Duck Hodges had a good camp.
Right.
And then Duck Hodges, he really has, I think, done a pretty nice job with himself in life.
Yeah. You know, he took advantage of his opportunity and it blossomed.
Sure did. What's her name?
Lainey.
Lainey Wilson?
Yes. Blossomed.
That's a guy who was as much not an NFL quarterback as you could ever be. Coming from Samford, where I'm pretty sure they didn't even have a scoreboard, and he winds up with one of the hottest country singers going right now.
Good for him. Love to see it.
Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
Jason Mackey tweeted out something that I want to get to coming up next. It's the stat of the day, and it is, well, it might be vomit-inducing for our listeners, and it relates to Ben Cherington at the trade deadline. We'll get to that when we come back. We'll hand things over to Starkey and Zeiss. Can we get a trade before then, please? 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. The stat that I wanted to bring up that Jason Mackey wrote in the Post-Gazette. Hoy. Since Ben Cherington took over, here are some of the guys he's traded out of town. Starling Marte, Josh Bell, Jameson Taillon, Clay Holmes. All together, those guys have a war combined of 26 since they left. It's just a way to measure a player's value. So combined of 26. The guys they got back in those trades, Brendan Malone, Leover Peguero, Will Crow, Medicine Show, Eddie Yean, Rowanzi Contreras, Miguel Yajure, some other guy's name I can't say, Kanan Smith and Jigba, Hoy Park, Diego Castillo, have combined for a negative 1.6 war. So you give up all those guys and you think, all right, let's restock the talent pool and those players will bear fruit and they'll be good.
Yep.
And they have not been. They have not been.
That's bad.
One of the better trades that I think he's made was for Johan Oviedo. So you get Johan Oviedo in here, but he would have added to that total this year, but obviously he got hurt. So, not so great.
No, it's not good.
Doesn't exactly make you feel all warm and fuzzy inside about what Ben Cherington's going to be doing at this deadline. Though I will say, he did a bad job with those trades. You can't polish that. It is different buying than selling. And you're buying now. That was selling. And you have to figure out prospects there. Now you've got proven major league players you're going to try to get. And so you're not projecting. Like, if you go out and get Yandy Diaz, great, because you know he's good. If you get Kevin Pillar, he might not be good, but you know what kind of not so great he is. If you went out and you got De La Cruz from the Marlins, at least you know he's a finished major league product.
Yeah, but all the top shelf liquor is gone.
Yeah.
I mean, it's different buying and selling, but it's, you know, whenever that top shelf gets stocked, you want to be one of the first ones in the store to get it.
Yes.
And now you're like, oh man, I got to settle for some $13 bourbon.
Yes.
Not good.
No, like shoe varnish.
Yes.
Basically is how that tastes. Yeah. Like going down, tears your esophagus all up. That's no good.
Gets the job done, but doesn't taste good.
Right. Right. It's just drinking to drink.
Yes.
Not enjoying yourself.
Right.
The other thing it does make you think is, okay, he gets these prospects. These prospects don't pan out. So how good is he at evaluating his own prospects? So the ninth best prospect, let's say, in their system, is he any good? Like this Jack Brannigan, who apparently Tampa's interested in, and Patrick Riley. Actually, now that Tampa's interested, maybe they are good. But you just worry he's going to overvalue guys that aren't worth being valued. We'll see what happens. The deadline coming up at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I wanted to give a shout-out to Andrew Filippone, Doran. He has inspired me to exercise.
Oh, God.
Pony has been doing that personal trainer deal.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have now exercised for 4 consecutive days.
What have you been doing? Like what? Like buns of steel?
Jumping around in the basement. Yeah, pretty much. Joe Wicks, the body coach, my guy.
That's what you've been doing?
Yeah, I pull out the yoga mat. I do some HIIT workouts for 30, 35 minutes. Going to try to build myself up to about 45 minutes a day and move from there. I'm sore in all the right places. I got a good sweat on. I did it during the Pirates game last night. As they were mounting their comeback, I was exercising.
I'm happy for you both.
Thank you.
Good job.
He's been sticking with it.
Yeah. He's been, he's been told to stick with it too.
Amanda.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't get such pushing from my wife. And I'm not saying Pony's chunky or anything like that, but back when I was real big, she never said a word to me about it.
Yeah, she's like, I mean, she loves you for you.
I know. What is wrong with her?
Yeah.
It is a sickness. Mm-hmm. That is pure love. Now, I would never say, she looks great. I would never say anything to her if she gained weight either, so I guess I understand. But like, I would look in the mirror and be like, what the frig is going on here? And she just, oh, you look great. You look fine.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. You look wonderful. So I have to be a self-starter, but I'm not. So I need to follow in Pony's footsteps.
Good luck.
When people around you who aren't in shape are trying to get in shape, it makes me want to get in shape because I don't want those people to be in more shape than I am.
Do you think Pony will be in more shape whenever it's all said and done than you?
Well, he's got the trainer.
So what?
Here's what I need to do. I need to angle for Pony. Here's where my grifting comes in. I need to angle for Pony to get some sort of sponsorship and then tie me in. And then I get free exercise advice and guidance and a spotter, which is really important for me.
Or you could just ask me.
We've tried that, to go to the gym together. They put one in our complex.
I mean, I've asked you a bunch of times, and you're like, I can't today.
When I got back from my first round of paternity leave, I told my wife, I said, I'm going to get back Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I'm going to go to that gym every single Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I'm going to eat right, and I'm going to get in shape. You know how many times I've walked through that gym door?
Zero.
Absolutely zero. I put it in my calendar and everything. I haven't gone through once. So I'd like to thank Pony for helping get my ass in shape. An unintended consequence, I'm sure, from him, but a thank you nonetheless. Mm-hmm. When we talk tomorrow, will the Pirates have added anything?
Anything? Mm-hmm. Or anything of significance?
I think those are two totally different things.
They will add something, but nothing of significance, and everybody will be upset.
I tend to agree. I want the Yandy Diaz thing to happen so bad, but I think when we show up tomorrow, it's going to be Kevin Pillar and De La Cruz from the Marlins or something like that, who both are upgrades, and they do make the team better, but you're not planning your parade around Kevin Pillar and De La Cruz. But we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck, Ben Cherington.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Derek Shelton.
Mm-hmm.
Doran, stop reading YouTube comments. And we'll talk tomorrow at 5:40. Callis, they making a deal? Brent Rooker? Luis Robert? Very good. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 5:40. Starkey back. He's up next. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's the Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet. Up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high 83. Rain.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.